This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. You know, in a time when growing government debt is certainly paving the way for higher taxes, right? Helping ensure the protection of your retirement savings is more important than ever. How you manage the potential taxation of your nest egg that you worked so hard to make could define the reality of your retirement years. That's why we always talk about taxes in retirement. And Jeff, in the past, taxes really weren't seen as a major threat to your retirement future. Let's talk about shifts that have occurred in recent years that have actually brought taxes to the forefront of retirement planning.
Well, I think inflation is probably one of the biggest things that's happened just in the last couple of years, where you now have less money to spend, or what you're buying costs a lot more than what you're bringing in. So people are looking at that, and they were worried, depending upon, again, who got elected, whose tax rates are going to go up. And it really depends upon where you're at, but we do have that taxes for this year. So make sure that you plan your taxes and take advantage of the tax rates this year, 2024, but also then we still have 2025. So we work with our clients. We're not CPAs. We just know things, and we love working with your CPA. Or if you do your own taxes, we love giving you ideas that maybe you can run through the computer and say, oh, yeah, that would work out great. So it's really about being in control of what you pay taxes. And one of the things that we always like talking about, it's about tax planning instead of end of the year, just tax preparer. So you want to plan how much you're going to pay in taxes. That's something that, again, we're not CPAs. We just know a lot of things, and we work with your CPAs to help you down that scary tax road.
It is. It is a little scary, you know, when you kind of don't know the future. Recently, the Congressional Budget Office issued a warning that Americans' growing debt is on an unsustainable path. So, Jeff, I want you to explain the potential long-term impact that this is going to have maybe on our economy and individual financial planning.
Well, think of it this way. Just a couple of days, I was taking notes and said it's $35 trillion U.S. debt. Well, it's already at $36 trillion. So that's just been in a couple of days. So it's pretty scary when you actually, there's a site you can go to, which is the U.S. debt clock, and it shows you every second how quickly it's adding up. I just hope we have somebody in there that's now president that will help try and lower that debt. It's one of those things that they're going to have to do. They can't keep kicking the debt down the road like a tin can.
Yeah.
So higher taxes to fix Social Security, well, they're also talking about maybe not taxing Social Security. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then Medicare, the funding of Medicare, when I went on it, it's amazing. We saved probably between my wife and I almost, I'd say, over $20,000 in health insurance costs.
Wow.
But where's that come from, right? And then, again, we keep talking about 2026. I'm hoping we get a long-term plan on taxes so that we're not worried about the tax rates changing in 2026.
Right. Yeah, all that. You're right on all of that. So it's a conundrum. You just kind of go, what is going to be the plan? And then, Camille, we've, of course, heard about the looming sustainability issues with Social Security, right? And the need for additional funding to prevent future benefit reductions. We're worried about generation right behind us. My kids, even you know, your age, Camille, I'm worried for you guys. Considering our nation's debt challenges that we have, how realistic is it to expect that the necessary financial support for Social Security is going to materialize?
You know, as far as those people who are already retired, I think you can find yourself in a pretty comfortable space. You know, they are looking at reducing or raising essentially the taxes that are getting paid into Social Security. So while you're working, I mean, already Social Security for most Americans, it only covers about 40% of the retirement income that they need in order to kind of have a joyful lifestyle. That's what Social Security has actually released. And so we already have to find other ways to basically come up with our own income of 60% to continue to pay and support our lifestyles. So I think we're going to see the number that Social Security is going to cover as far as our retirement income, that's going to potentially go down. You know, they've already raised Social Security, the age that you can take it for full retirement. It's now, for most people, about age 67. They're talking about raising it even to age 70. I think that is something pretty realistic that they may end up doing because, I mean, Social Security was flawed from the very beginning. I mean, the first paycheck that they ever gave, I mean, she actually ended up getting tens of thousands of dollars more than she ever even put into Social Security. So, I mean,
the problem, everybody's collecting it for too long of a period of time. We're living
a lot longer. And, you know, unfortunately, back when Social Security had first started, there was also a lot of companies doing pensions. A lot of companies aren't providing pensions anymore. So kind of the way we've saved for retirement has also kind of turned on its head. And so I think people really need to pay attention to how much are you putting away for retirement and in which type of taxation bucket are you putting that into? Because that's one of the biggest areas we see is how much are you then taxed in retirement? So what do you get left to spend? And that's kind of those big ones. But I do think we all need to pay attention to this because I don't know how much longer it's going to really be able to fully support ourselves. I know, you know, I'm 35 years old and it's not something I'm really planning on to be a big discussion in my retirement income plan. So I'll just put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. So if you have questions about your Social Security, when to take it, I say how to optimize it, not maximize it, but optimize it for yourself, especially looking at taxes. Give us a call. That's something I am happy to do. I actually run educational classes just on Social Security as well. So give me a call, 916-884-2584. And don't forget to text the word book for a complimentary digital download of my Countdown to Retirement book. You can get that. That'll help go over all the different areas of retirement and help to start build that puzzle piece dream retirement that you want your retirement to look like.
Let me thank you so much for joining us. Camille, you have your National Social Security Advisor Certificate. So it is great to be able to ask you these questions about Social Security and you give us your input. And I love how you do workshops on helping people. But, you know, talking about, I mean, we know Social Security is the cornerstone of so many retirees' income in retirement. Even minor changes to this system could have a profound impact on their retirement strategies. What are you recommending? What are you and Jeff recommending about people doing to try to protect against these potential disruptions?
Well, the biggest thing is to understand Social Security is just a tiny piece of your overall retirement puzzle. And it's something I constantly say as, you know, there's pieces of your retirement puzzle, but you need to understand how they all fit together and kind of communicate. A lot of times I'm talking to people and they have all these different plans or they're invested in such different ways, but essentially what they've done is they kind of have this, think of a puzzle, you know, box, and they just dump it all on a desk or a table and they're like, well, I've got all the pieces here, so it should all fit together, but I'm not going to go ahead and put the pieces together and see what picture it makes or realize, like I've done when I've bought a new in Saran wrap puzzle from Amazon, it was missing 5 pieces. So unless you actually put things together and see how it looks, you don't know what maybe you're missing, what gaps might need to be filled, and how it really works. Because all day we could talk about you need $3 million to retire. Well, who's to say that is actually what your number should be? You could spend more or you might be spending less. You may have more guaranteed income. You may have less guaranteed income. So it's really focusing on how does Social Security become a part of your overall retirement income? And also, how much is it taxed? Is there anything you can do to help that become less taxable as well? And, you know, how much of that guaranteed income do you want to really rely on Social Security if you're nervous? So that's, you know, once again, why we sit down with people and we do spend time talking and saying, here's how, if I were you, I would optimize Social Security. I was talking to a couple who had come to a Social Security event of mine, and they're like, yeah, I think this is, you know, when we want to take it. And I showed them their free Social Security optimization report. But we looked at the other pieces of their retirement puzzle, and they had saved a tremendous amount in normal IRAs, 401k accounts, fully 100% taxable. And so when we looked at that, we said, hey, you know, what you really should look at doing is becoming more tax efficient. Otherwise, Social Security is going to always be 85% taxable in your situation. You're going to be paying a lot more for the Medicare tax because of your taxable income. So instead, for them to optimize Social Security, we actually said we're going to have them delay Social Security a little bit so that they can do these larger Roth conversions. But without seeing how everything fit together, they would have potentially missed that tax saving opportunity for them. So if you have questions on how do you start putting your puzzle pieces together, we are here to help. Let us help you. Dream big, live confidently. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Text the word visit and we can sit down and have a 15-minute phone call with you. 916-884-2584.
It's often mentioned in political debates and speeches that if taxes are raised, you know, it's only going to affect the wealthy people. But honestly, I don't know. I don't know if that's even the truth. So, Jeff, that means that, you know, they're saying that the average citizen isn't going to feel the pinch. I want you to explain to us again how the expiring provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is going to lead to increased taxes, maybe, for those people in the middle class. Walk us through those brackets.
Well, we're fortunate or not fortunate, depending upon who you voted for, but because Donald Trump came up with the idea of these tax law back in 2017, I don't think he's going to get rid of it. So that's a big thing to look at. But if something happened and we do have raise in taxes, basically our 12% current tax rate would be about 15, our 22% would be about 25, and our 24% would be 28. So that's a 3 or 4% increase on each one of those brackets. But then we have to look at, okay, where is the income level for those brackets? Are we going to have standard deductions like we do that are at extremely high amounts? Are we going to go back to itemizing? A lot of people can't write off their taxes for their property, and there's just a lot
standard
of things.
Standard deductions or something?
Because the standard deduction is so high.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very interesting. You know, I go way back to when I think if we just had a standard tax amount that everybody paid,
right,
it would just make things simple. And sorry, IRS, but we could probably get rid of the IRS.
Exactly.
you know, and who was saying it used to be on like one sheet, double-sided?
Yes.
Was the tax laws?
Right.
And now it's... Oh, thick. Gosh.
It's like a huge book. It's ridiculous.
It's like 4,000 pages.
Yeah, it's just silly. Silliness,
and
yeah.
The common person out there listening is supposed to know what's in that.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, this day and age, if I open up a book and read two pages, I fall asleep. So, and it's changing all the time. I think everybody out there would like a simpler life, but we just have to be aware of where the tax brackets are now. Mm-hmm. And take advantage of them. Go ahead and sit down with Monolith Financial Group, and we'll go over the different brackets. A lot of people don't understand that because you're in the 12% bracket, if you make over a certain amount, now you're in the 22% tax bracket. Well, that's only the money that's over that. So it's not everything up to that point now gets 22%. It's only your overage, I'll just call it. So we really need to help you understand how you can take advantage of where the tax rates are. So we really want you being prepared, going over it in your mind, and making it part of your plan is how much you're going to pay in taxes.
Right. And so many of us have a lot of assets in those deferred retirement plans, right? And Jeff just mentioned looking at Roth conversions maybe as a way to help minimize future taxes. You know, you move those funds. You can explain it better than me, Camille, but explain the benefits and the pitfalls of moving funds from tax-deferred accounts to tax-free growth in a Roth.
Well, one of the biggest benefits is once it's in a Roth, it's tax-free. And who doesn't love tax-free zero taxes on everything that's in the Roth plus what it grows to? So, you know, that's a big thing because now if you're using that to fund a big portion of your retirement, let's say you're just using Roth money and maybe you just have Social Security, most likely you're not paying anything in taxes and you get to keep all or most of your Social Security, depending on how much that is. That's a great place to be in. Jeff, you know, is talking about how a lot of our clients are converting large sums. And it doesn't mean they're going to actually get less in money's income in retirement. It just means they're going to be able to have more monies in their pocket to spend. So really looking at, does that make sense and how much? The biggest thing is some of the pitfalls that some people don't look at, because a lot of times we look at things right now, how it affects us today, today's tax code. We don't look at how is it going to affect us 5, 10, or 15 years down the road if we do not plan. I do strategic Roth integration plans with couples, and I show them, you know, hey, if we were to do maybe conversions over the next 3 years, this is how much you're going to pay in total taxes. I just did this for somebody and it showed, okay, if they convert their monies over to Roth, they're going to pay about $86,000 in total taxes over their lifetime in the next 3 years. But if they weren't, they were going to pay and then leave to their heirs, and it was going to be about $250,000 in taxes. So sometimes when you just look at things in the long term, it starts to click and you start to understand that. But you do have to look at, okay, how important is that strategy? Does that help me get to where I'm going? Does the dollars make sense? And Jeff always liked to say sense as in C-E-N-T-S. So if you need help seeing what your potential strategic Roth integration looks like, I'm happy to run a report for you on that. But you do need to call 916-884-2584 or text the word VISIT to schedule a 15-minute retirement-ready phone call. And once again, that number is 916-884-2584.
All right, Jeff, beyond these Roth conversions, talk about some other strategies, please, that retirees could use to try to preserve their retirement from higher taxes on their income.
Well, a big thing, Luann, is taking a look at where you're taking your money from. So are you taking it from a bank account? How's that money being taxed? Are you taking it from investment account? How's that money being taxed? Are you taking it from a IRA or are you taking it from a Roth IRA? So it's really understanding where your income is coming from. Do you have a pension? And most of those are taxed 100% ordinary income. So diversifying your tax accounts, type of different accounts, makes a lot of sense. Throughout the year, we look at tax harvesting. So there's ways of taking money from your different investments and maybe taking some of the, I'll just say the dogs, and then sell some of the really good accounts. And the combination of the two may offset each other for taxes. So we call it tax harvesting. Consider charitable contributions. So there's a way, if you're over 70 and a half, that you can contribute directly from your IRA to a church or a charity, and that money now is not taxed to you. We had found a lot of people that were taking money out of their IRAs, paying taxes on it, and then giving money to charities. And we say, no, here's what you can do. You can just give that money directly from your IRA to a charity, and you're not taxed on it. And they're like, wow. We've been doing it wrong for about 5 years now.
Oh, shoot.
And then we always say, you know, develop that long-term tax plan. Camille hit the nail on the head. saying, you know, we're not just planning for this week or next year, but we're planning all the way out through your future life to say, hey, how can we pay the least amount of taxes on the most taxable stuff? It's a matter of let's get rid of Uncle Sam and don't let him keep going into your back pocket and taking money from you. So how can we give him less to the IRS? So Camille, tell them about how you can do a tax analysis for them.
Yep. So I love doing these. It's really fun to do. So it does require to know, you know, what your current tax bracket is. A lot of times I like to get a copy of your last year's tax bracket. And then we can look and say, okay, how much room do you have in the current tax bracket? Or maybe we're going to go up one tax bracket, but do an analysis of if you were to do X, Y, and Z conversions over the next 3, 5, or 6 years versus doing nothing, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars could you potentially save in lifetime taxes? We call it the strategic Roth integration, and it is available for us to do for you. You just have to give us a call, 916-884-2584, and say, Camille, I want to know how much I can save over my lifetime by doing strategic Roth integrations. 916-884-2584, or text the word visit, and we can set up a 15-minute phone call.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.